Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The remains of the Apostle Paul have been found. That is, if you want to believe the spectacular reports in the press and the statements from the Vatican. Let me read to you what CNN had to say on June 29. Scientific tests prove bones housed in the Basilica of St. Paul in Rome are those of the Apostle St. Paul himself, according to Pope Benedict XVI. Quote, tiny fragments of bone in the sarcophagus were subjected to carbon dating, showing that, quote, they belong to someone who lived in the first or second century, the Pope said in a homily carried on Italian television. Quote, these seem to confirm the unanimous and undisputed tradition that these are the mortal remains of the Apostle St. Paul, Benedict said on Sunday. Now, what about this unanimous and undisputed tradition? What does that tradition say? That these are the bones of the Apostle Paul? That Paul was buried in Rome? That his remains are still there? What is that, quote-unquote, undisputed tradition? The Telegraph added on June 29 that the announcement of the discovery was timed to mark the end of the Pauline year, 12 months in which the Roman Catholic Church has been celebrating the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the Apostle of the Gentiles. But then there is the magazine Der Stern Online from Germany, which highly disputes that claim, saying that the concept that those bones are actually those of the Apostle Paul cannot be proved at all, that actually the sarcophagus, which, you know, was the home of those bones, was only built in 390 A.D., long after Paul was buried. And so they asked the question, how can we possibly say that the bones which were placed in that coffin were actually those of the Apostle Paul? In addition, Welt Online also wrote that the experts don't accept that claim. They say there is no scientific proof for it whatsoever. But we don't have to really speculate because there is more to it. I'd like to read to you from a book which was published by George Jowett in 1993, titled The Drama of the Lost Disciples. And what this author says in here can be found on the internet by many other reporters and other researchers. And here is what he said on pages 179 and 180. But what of Peter and Paul? Did they remain buried at Rome? The positive answer is found in a document written by Pope Vitalian to the British King Oswy. The letter is still in existence, probably to the astonishment of many. The letter states that Pope Vitalian permitted the remains of the bodies of St. Paul and St. Peter with the remains of other martyrs to be removed from Rome to England and to be brought in the great church at Canterbury. This historic record is beyond refutation. The full facts concerning this amazing incident are related by the Venerable Bede, B-E-D-E, some say Beda, from 8 AD 673 to 735, in his Ecclesiastical History of the English Nation. Now, what about this claim? Is this another fabrication, another very spectacular claim with no historic bearing and proof whatsoever? Well, to get a bearing, first of all, let's talk a little bit about that Pope. I have taken the following information from the Encyclopedia Britannica, saying that Pope St. Vitalianus was Pope from 657 to 672. He was successful in improving relations with England, where the Anglo-Saxon and British clergies were divided regarding various ecclesiastical customs. King Oswy accepted Roman practices regarding the keeping of Easter. Vitalian wrote to King Oswy promising to send a suitable bishop to England as soon as possible. And as we will see, it was in that context that the Pope also wrote a letter pertaining to the remains of Peter and Paul. This article goes on to say, Theodore of Tarsus, who understood both Latin and Greek, was chosen as Archbishop of Canterbury and consecrated in 668. Theodore went to England, where he was recognized as the head of the Church of England. And Bede, little later, wrote about all of this. He was a devout Roman Catholic historian. And let me read to you from his book, The History of the English Nation, or the English People, And in chapter 29, he wrote about this incident of this letter, which happened in 667 AD, and that's what he wrote. And he quotes a letter by the Pope. And this letter reads, "To the most excellent Lord, our son Oswy, King of the Saxons, Vitalian, Bishop, servant of the servants of God. Blessed be the nation, therefore, that has been found worthy to have as its king one so wise and a worshipper of God, forasmuch as he is not himself alone a worshipper of God, but also studies day and night the conversion of all his subjects to the Catholic and Apostolic faith, to the redemption of his own soul, who would not rejoice at hearing such glad tidings." And then he goes on to say, "Behold, most excellent son, how is it plain as day that it was prophesied, not only of you, but also of all the nations, that they should believe in Christ, the Creator of all things. Wherefore it behooves your Highness, as being a member of Christ, in all things continually to follow the pious rule of the chief of the apostles in celebrating Easter, in all things delivered by the holy apostles Peter and Paul." And after having introduced the apostles Peter and Paul, that is what the Pope wrote. "We have caused the blessed gifts of the saints, that is, the relics of the blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, and of the holy martyrs, Laurentius, John, and Paul, and Gregory, and Pancratius, to be given to your servants as bearers of these our letters, to be by them delivered to your excellency. And to your consort also, our spiritual daughter, we have by the aforesaid bearers sent a cross, with a gold key to it, made out of the most holy chains of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul." And then he concludes to say, "We therefore desire that your Highness should hasten, according to our wish, to dedicate all your island to Christ our God." So here the Pope is telling the king that he is transferring the remains of Peter and Paul to the king. And there is no historical record saying that later the bones were transferred back to Rome. And Bede's history of the English people is beyond dispute. That is a very reliable account, which is still used today as the reliable account to tell us about what happened to the English people. And so this is something which should be known, but it's not known. And the idea that we can even find the remains of Paul in Rome is just not in accordance with the historical records. But this is just one piece of the bigger puzzle, and that is that Christ warned us that there will come times when preposterous claims are being made, and even the very elect could be deceived by them if they are not careful. Claims like Christ would appear walking on this earth before a second coming, after, of course, he died and was resurrected and went to heaven, something Christ warned against, saying, "There will be some who will say that, but you don't believe it, because I will come back in a very spectacular way, in a glorified way, and every eye will see me coming back on the clouds." So there are many signs, quote-unquote, which are prophesied to happen in the near future, which are wrong. Many claims which will be made, which are wrong. And only the Holy Spirit of God can teach you right from wrong. And that is why you have to be close to God, why you have to obey Him, because God is only giving His Spirit to those who obey Him, and then you can be protected from error, because God is the author of truth. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.